It seems only appropriate on one of the nicest weekends we've had so far this year. It's time for the Sebastopol Apple Blossom Festival, and we've got the Executive Director of the Sebastopol Chamber of Commerce, Teresa Romando, on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
You must be expecting a lot of folks in Sebastopol this weekend, given that it is going to be dry and warmer.
We are. I think everybody's ready for a warm weekend, so it's time to get out and party.
This is the 71st annual. Congratulations. I know you haven't been around for all of them, but congratulations on that. It's an apple blossom odyssey, you call it. What can we expect to see at the festival this weekend?
Well, it feels like I've been around for all of them, especially today as we get into the weekend.
Yeah.
You can expect to see some of the usual, a parade with about 100 entries and people raring to go who worked really hard to get their floats and bands together. Lots of music this year. We're really excited about that. And people who set their chairs along the roadway early in the morning, staking out their
yep.
seats. And that's tradition, and that's what we look for every morning when we hit the streets. Something new this year, which we're very excited about. People are always asking about, where's all the apple stuff for the festival?
Yeah.
Well, we know we don't have the apples because it's April and the blossoms are here. But what we do have this year is a wonderful apple pavilion that has been designed and created by Sherry and Phil Marcucci from Marcucci Farms. And it will provide a history for everybody to understand the grapes to apples to grapes that have occurred in our community. And so we're going to be glancing back at the farmers' history of the apple industry. And we're very excited to be having a reception tonight at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts building from 7 to 9 and have invited many of the farmers to come and join us so we can honor and celebrate them for their hard work and efforts over the years.
Yeah, there's a great tagline about the North Bay and Sebastopol, from grapes to apples to grapes again. Apples sort of wedged in there between all the grapes that go on in the North Bay.
Well, what people don't realize is when they get upset every time an apple tree comes out, and that is a little disturbing for an apple blossom festival, but this is tradition, and it's our heritage, and we're continuing to do this. But originally, it was grape area, and now it's evolved. It evolved to apples, and now we've evolved back to grapes. But we still honor the apple and remember where our heritage is from, and of course, with the fall August Gravenstein Fair, we honor the Gravenstein apple at that time. So it's tradition. We love it. We're going to continue to do it. And as long as there's still one apple out there and one orchard somewhere.
I was going to say, about how many apple orchards are there right now in Sebastopol, Teresa?
Oh, you would ask me that. Today there's about 2,000 acres that remain in orchards.
Okay. That's
yeah,
sizable.
It was 14,000 acres of, I'm reading from our material here.
That's okay.
There were about 14,000 acres of apple orchards in the heyday. And now today there's about 2,000 acres that remain. But, you know, they're still beautiful when they bloom. And the Gravenstein apple is, of course, my favorite.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people's favorite. And I think Lee Walker is still the only original packer now. Manzana is the only producer of juices and ciders and whatnot. So, and I know there's a Russian River slow food movement to save the Gravenstein apple, and that's a great effort. So a lot of people are trying to plant new orchards, which is exciting.
Yes, indeed.
So there's still an effort. And then all the new ciders that are coming out that need to have the apple to create that is a wonderful new movement. So,
well, no doubt the doctors will stay away this weekend from the Sebastopol
exactly.
Apple Blossom Festival because there's more than an apple a day. Teresa, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's
Enjoy
Teresa.
The weekend.
You too. And that's Teresa Romando, the Executive Director of the Sebastopol Chamber of Commerce, getting ready for the Sebastopol Apple Blossom Festival, which starts tomorrow with the parade at 10 o'clock.